And now the game where we ask people who've done big things to do something really, really small. It's called Not My Job. Producer Brian Grazer is responsible for so many great movies and TV shows. Splash, Apollo 13, A Beautiful Mind, 24, Empire, so many more. It is just easier to list the things he didn't produce, which is, as far as we can tell, only the new Entourage movie. That's it. He's written a new book about his lifelong pursuit of curiosity. It's called A Curious Mind. We're so happy to have him with us. Brian Grazer, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure to talk to you. I very much enjoyed your book. I love the story, and I hope you could share about how you actually got into the movie business. You were delivering documents to people, but you used it as an excuse to, like, meet famous people because you were dropping off documents for them.
Yeah, what happened is this job, it was to be a law clerk, and that really was just about getting in a car that was a Warner Brothers car and driving to Warren Beatty's apartment, you know, to the, you know, the Beverly Wilshire, asking to send, I had to hand these papers to Warren Beatty, but really it was just to hand them to like a barrier of assistance. But I said to these assistants, the only way these papers are valid is if I hand them to Mr. Beatty directly. And they bought it. So all of a sudden, I'm standing, you know, in Warren Beatty's living room at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel, and I'm handing him the papers, but I'm immediately coming up with a conversation.
You are actually, you're probably the biggest independent producer in Hollywood right now. I mean, think everything you've done. There must be, especially now that you've published this book, young kids, young women, young men who are going to try the same nonsense with you, right?
There are people that grab me on the street, and they do have a hooky line, and I do say yes.
Oh, really?
So I'll tell you exactly. I go to restaurants that are sort of Beverly Hills Hollywood restaurants, and there are TMZ guys out there all the time, and I'm always very polite. Now, there was this rare moment where there was this TMZ guy who's like 24 years old, really kind of wild hair, wild-looking guy, and he goes, look, man, I'm putting my camera down, but I just want to work for you. I just want to, and I'm explain why I'm qualified. And I just go, look, man, I will listen to you while I'm walking, but we have, that's a limited amount of time. And I could tell he'd done some homework, and he'd been probably waiting for weeks for that moment. And I said, look, yeah, I'll definitely come. I'll set an appointment. We'll meet. And I did.
Didn't you hire him?
I didn't hire him.
Ah.
I didn't hire him. No, but I would hire somebody.
You mentioned hair. You have kind of amazing hair. Could you describe
it? Oh, thank you. Yeah, okay. So my hair, about 18 years ago, I just propped it straight up with gel. So it's just my hair spiked straight up in the up in the sky. And then I tried it the next day, and it was really polarizing. Like, immediately, I got extreme reactions. I had a few people think it was cool, and then the same amount of people that thought it was cool thought, on the other side, thought I was just, what an you are. And so I thought that was kind of interesting. They probably thought that about me anyway, but they immediately said it this time.
Really? So you got to sort of sort people out into the,
like, when I go to different countries for movies, I get some good reactions. Like in Japan and Tokyo, they like the hair like that.
Fidel Castro liked it, you say in your book.
Castro, yeah. I was fortunate with some of my friends to go to Cuba, and we were able to get 6.5 hours with Fidel Castro. Now, he's one of the greatest orators of all time. I mean, he could speak 8 straight hours. So he spoke 3.5 straight hours and without taking a breath. And then he looked up at me, and I didn't know what he was going to say. And he just said, how do you do your hair that way?
It does explain that strange period in which Fidel Castro looked a lot like Kid in Play. There were a couple
That's
more meetings.
That's really funny.
Well, you know, I have some more ideas that I could share with you. Brian Grazer, it is a pleasure to talk to you. We have invited you here today to play a game we're calling... So your name... Thank you. Thank you very much. Your name is Grazer, but what do you know about actual grazers? That is... cows. We're going to ask you three questions about cattle. If you get two right, you win a prize for one of our listeners.
Cow questions.
Three
okay.
You will win a prize for one of our listeners. Carl Castle's voice, no doubt ruminating.
Well.
Bill, who is producer Brian Grazer playing for?
Aaron Anderson of Simi Valley, California.
All right, you ready to do this?
Nice voice.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, here's your first question. The Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta keeps statistics on cows. Which of these is true? A, people who eat beef are 20% less healthy, but 200% more, quote, intriguingly masculine. B, 98% of cows suffer from color blindness, which doesn't matter because they're black and white. Or C, cows are vicious killers. They kill 27 times more people than sharks do.
Oh, wow. It's so tempting. And the last two choices are so viable. But I'm going to go with choice two or B.
You're going to go with the fact that cows are colorblind? Doesn't matter to them because they're black and white?
I'm just going with it. I'm just taking a shot.
I applaud, as your career has shown, your instincts. But in fact, it's C, cows are killers.
Oh,
between 2003 and 2008, 108 people died from cattle-related incidents across the United States, 27 times the number killed by sharks.
They're
getting back at us for our cold hands.
All right. So, wow, down. I'm down
you
now.
You still have two more chances. According to a report from Modern Farmer magazine, if you want to maximize your cow's milk production, you should do what? A, make them a mixtape of slow jams. B, incentivize them by giving them cash bonuses. Or C, convince them that you hate milk because cows hate us and want us to suffer.
Yeah, I think I'll go with one. I'm going to go with A now.
You're going to go with slow jams? They like it. You're right. It is slow jams.
Oh, my God.
Research, actual research, shows that slow jam music. Oh, yeah. They relaxes the cows, helps them produce milk. Note, this is only true of slow jams. Do not attempt house music or electronica in your dairy.
Is it only true of cows?
What else do you milk? This is very exciting, Brian. As you know, it all's come down to this last act. So which of these, Brian, can you get for the true cow lover in your life? A trip to Dream Herd Ranch, where guests get to pretend to be cows or other kinds of farm animals. B, a $110 bottle of cologne designed to actually attract cows. Or C, a miniature companion cow that's especially bred variety small enough to work as a service animal.
I'm going to go with C, you know. I'm going to pick C here.
All right. Let's talk about this. So,
because
I really did like a lot of your movies. So you pick companion cows. So the idea is like someone breeds a cow so small they can bring it with them into theaters and restaurants, airplanes. And you live in Beverly Hills. If there were such a thing, you'd have seen it first. Right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to pick B.
You're going to pick B, the cologne. You are right.
There you go.
True cowboys.
Like a genius.
Yeah, can buy farmer's cologne, it's called. From the Portland, Maine General Store. It contains, quote, native woods, earth, leaves, and wildflowers. It's guaranteed, almost, to bring those cows a-lowing. Bill, how did producer Brian Grazer do in our quiz?
Well, he has a beautiful mind. He got 2 out of 3, and that's a win.
Congratulations, Brian. Well done.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for the great movies. Brian Grazer's new book is A Curious Mind, The Secret to a Bigger Life. Brian Grazer, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you for having me.